Adventure of Afghanian Bar!
Hi, if you're new to our podcast, this is how it works.
Me and my sister, we give ideas to our mom, and then our mom makes a story with it. Now, on to the show.
Afghanian Bar. I'm 12 years old. They decided they were going to go skiing and snowboarding, and the dad wanted to go snowboarding. The mom went skiing. Candy went skiing, and Bar went snowboarding. At first, they think that the rentals were going to be free that day, but it turns out it was the week later that the next Tuesday that was going to be free. It wasn't that Tuesday they were planning to go. So it's kind of like they were like, oh. But they decide to still do it. And they get stuff from the restaurant there. And I see Brandon and Bobby be there.
All right. And have they ever been skiing before, the kids?
Yeah. But they've been skiing since they were like 5. They were going to start on the bunny hill. And then they went up on, they like did 2 on this other hill. And they tried a big hill, but it turned out to be a disaster.
And what was their skill level?
The dad was like really good. He did it throughout his childhood and when he was a young adult. And he was just really good snowboarding. The mom had kind of practiced and she like kind of knew what she was doing, but this hill was like pretty hard for her. Kenny and Bar and the mom were like, mom was like slowly skiing on the side, and like the kids were just walking down the hill and their skis sideways, and it was just really bad.
Candy and Bar are 12 years old, and they've been begging their parents to take them skiing because they had gone a few times. They were 12 now, and they had started skiing like when they were 5, but they never went a whole lot, and they never got lessons, so they were like a little comfortable with it, but not expert skiers at all. And like they would start on the bunny hill, and then maybe they'd get to like one of the easier hills, but they were still really building their confidence and their skills. And the mom was better at it. She had done it a few more times, and so she was a little bit more confident. And the dad, bless her, he was like Joe Pro. He had been skiing all his life, and he actually had been then snowboarding for many, many years. So he like decided he was going to snowboard, and he was very skilled at it. And Bar was like, oh, I want to try snowboarding too. So he, like, this was his second time snowboarding. So he was like, okay at it. Not so great, but he was learning. And Candy and her mom, Juliet, stuck with the skis and felt better with that. So anyway, so they go to their local mountain.
Berlin West.
Their local mountain was called Berlin West. And they were so excited because the parents were like, ooh, let's go this Tuesday. It's free rentals. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, we're going to save so much money. And the parents were really excited. And they show up and they're like, free rental day. And the guy's like, no, that's next Tuesday. And they're like, what? No. And Blessa and Juliet look at each other and like, you said it was today. And like, yeah, you said it was today. And the guy's like, sorry, guys, next Tuesday, that's our free rental Tuesday. And the parents are like, oh, my God, it's going to be so expensive. It's going to be like $300 for us to rent all this gear. And the kids are like, well, we can't go home now. And the parents are like, oh, my God. So then they all rent their gear, and it's very expensive. And the dad's grumbling, and the mom's really upset and irritated. But the kids are doing okay, except it's really hard to get their ski boots on. And they're like, these don't fit. And the parents are like, no, they're supposed to be tight. Anyways, they finally get their feet inside these ski boots. And the kids are like, oh, this hurts. And the parents are like, hey, you guys wanted to come skiing. This is part of it. So anyways, they get all bundled up. It's very, very cold out. But they start on the bunny hill. And they all kind of remember their skills from the last time they were there. And they kind of get better on the bunny hill. And the dad's like, I'm going to go up. And the mom's like, no, stick with us. I can't do this alone. He's like, okay. So they all stick together. And then they go to, like, the next easiest one. And the kids are kind of getting their bearing. And they're like, oh, this is fun. We can do this. We can do this. And then they accidentally land on a bigger one.
Yeah, they think it's going to be small. But that turns out it's, like, one of the expert hills.
Like a black diamond.
Blessed drops his phone down when he's on one of those ski lifts because he was, like, texting, like, frantically emailing his, like, his work partners because he, like, took the day off.
So they're going up in the lift, and they're on a 4-person lift, and Blessed's like, oh, God, I forgot about that deadline. I got to text my boss about it. oh my gosh, wait, why did I not communicate about this early? And the mom is like, oh, can you just forget about it until later? He's like, no, oh my gosh, this is so irresponsible of me. I have to let my boss know what happened. So he takes out his phone and it's really, really cold. And he's trying to text and he's trying to do voice to text, but it's not really working because it's kind of windy. And so it's saying all the wrong things. So he's trying to delete it and his fingers are starting to go numb and he's starting to get really stressed. And he's like, oh my God, I can't do this. And the mom's like, save it for later, bless. And he's like, I have to do it now. My boss is going to be upset with me. And then his numb fingers let go of the phone and it falls very, very far. And he is just like, no. And the kids are just sitting there with their mouths wide open. And Juliet has her eyes wide open and she's like, oh my gosh. And they watch it fall. And it goes into the snow and it disappears.
And it's like, oh my God. He lives in gummy bears.
And so the dad is trying very hard to not be inappropriate in front of his kids. But boy, is he angry and frustrated. And he's just like, ski lifts, gummy bears, jumba, 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 zee. And the kids are like, what is happening to our dad? And Julia's like, I don't know. This is in rare form right now. And he's like, I can't believe I can't even email my boss and my phone. And he knows he's never going to find it because it fell like into a snowbank and just kind of disappeared. And he's just like, oh my God, that phone was kind of new too. And so he's very upset. He's so upset that they almost forget to get off the lift. But then finally they're like, oh my God, get off the lift. And so they lift up the thing and they ski down the little thing.
The bad hill.
And they're so distracted because Blessa has now lost his phone and he can't email his boss and his fingers are freezing cold. And Juliet's stressed because she's thinking about her husband and everything that just happened. And he doesn't have the nicest boss. So she's just like, oh God, this is a bad situation. And the kids are just following the parents and the parents aren't really paying attention because they're distracted. And so Blessa, who is an expert skier, he just like goes by his memory of this mountain because he's been there many times. He's skied with friends. He's like snowboarded and he just goes right to this black diamond because he's not thinking about anything except his phone.
He like ignores her and he's just like, I'm trying to think.
So Blessa just starts like snowboarding towards this black diamond because he's in La La Land, except it's not La La Land, it's like Boohoo Land. And he's very upset and he's just like, oh, and his wife is like, oh my God, is he going to be okay? But she sees where they're going. She sees the black diamond sign. She's like, Blessa, hello, husband, hello, Blessa, yoo-hoo, Mr. Perdrums. And she's like trying to get his attention and he's just like, fiddlesticks and he's just like going crazy. And then he just goes right down the black diamond. And Juliet is like, what? And then before she can say anything, the kids just follow him down because they don't know what to do. They don't know any better. And they just follow him down. And then Juliet's like, no. And so she looks down and her kids are just like wide-eyed and they are like freaking out because this is a very steep hill and she hears them screaming and they're like putting their ski tips together to like try to stop and it's just a bad situation and they fall down at the same time and the mother's just like, oh my God, I've never done a black diamond and she's trying to go really slow. She's trying to do her nice like curves. So she goes really, really slow and controlled down this hill, but she's having a hard time controlling it. And then she falls and Blessa is just out of sight. He is like down the mountain and he's just like thinking about his phone and thinking about his boss and all of this stuff and like snowboarding like a pro, but just trying to like vent. And he's like forgotten about his family at this point in time.
And this guy passes him and almost bumps into him. And the guy's like, sorry. And the dad's just like, watch it.
And then this other guy who's not as advanced as Blessa, like accidentally elbows him on the way down. And he's like, oh, sorry. And Blessa's just in a rage. He's like, watch it, man. And he doesn't usually have a temper like that, but he is just really in a funk right now. Anyways, meanwhile, up the mountain, the kids are starting to cry because they know they're in over their heads. And the mom is actually starting to cry too, but she's trying to be brave for the kids. And she's like, it's okay, kids, it's okay. And we're like, we can't do this, mom. Why did dad bring us on this hill? She's like, I don't know. He's distracted. This whole big thing was a mistake. And then finally, the kids just, they keep falling. And Candy, like, hurts her ankle. And she's like, it hurts. And the mom's like, okay, you guys need to go to the side. You're walking down this hill. And they're like, what? You can't walk down the mountain. She's like, yeah, you can. You can today. She's like, take off your skis and walk down the mountain. She's trying to take charge now. And she's like, I'm going to carefully ski down next to you. And they're like, okay, mommy, we're so cold. And this is scary. And we're hungry. And can we get pizza? And she's like, fine, you can get pizza. You can get whatever you want. We got to just get down this mountain safely. And so she's just trying to be as careful as she can. She's weaving in and out. She's trying to keep her balance. And the kids are just walking down on the side of the mountain. They're trying not to cry. They're kind of freaked out. Their fingers and their toes are cold. And they're just like, why did daddy do this to us? And anyways, eventually, like 25 minutes later, they get to the bottom of this mountain. And they're so tired and they're so scared and they're so relieved to be at the bottom. And they just make their way to the warming up place where you can get food and the lodge. And so they go in and Julia's like, let me call Blessa and see where he is. And she's like, oh wait, he doesn't even have a phone. And she's like, oh my God. So she just takes the kids into the lodge and she's like, I don't even know when we're going to see Blessa again. And how does Blessa meet up with them?
He just comes in and he's just like, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. I was acting like a dumb jerk idiot thing, and I wasn't thinking, and I led you on the wrong path, and I'm so sorry.
So they go into the lodge, and the mom's like, I don't even know when we're going to see Blessa again. But sure enough, in a few minutes, he comes and he joins them. And he's just like, oh my God, I'm so glad you guys are here. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I love you so much, family. And I can't believe I led you down that black diamond and you were totally not ready for that. And I was just like in my own little world and I was being a dumb jerk thing. I was a dumb jerk idiot thing. And I'm just so sorry. That was really inappropriate of me. And you guys are more important to me than my job and my boss and all of that stuff. And I'm sorry. I kind of lost it. Can you guys forgive me? And the kids are like, we forgive you, but can we have hot chocolate? And he's like, yes, you can have hot chocolate. And they all warmed up and had some yummy food and some hot chocolate. And then they went back to the green, easy ones. Oh, and while they were eating their good food and they're drinking their hot chocolate, who comes along but Brandon Bobby? And he taps Bar on the back. And Bar's like, well, who is tapping me in this place? And he turns around. And it takes a moment to recognize Brandon Bobby because he's got these cool goggles on that are kind of shiny. And Brandon lifts him up and he goes, hi. And he goes, Brandon Bobby. Brandon Bobby's back. Because that's kind of became their thing after that one day on the school bus. Everyone likes to joke about Brandon Bobby's back. So he tells Brandon Bobby all about how they had to walk down the mountain. And Brandon Bobby's a really good skier, but he's just like, I had to do that once when I was younger too. Don't worry, man. You'll get better. Take it from me. You'll get better.
I have to make sure he fixes it up with his boss.
So Blessa never finds his phone because it's lost in a snowbank. But he's so worried to go back to work the next day. And he goes in and he's like trembling. And he's like, oh my God, what is my boss going to say about this deadline? And he sees his boss and he's like, I am so sorry. This is what happened when I was skiing and I forgot about the thing. And I tried to text you and blah, 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 blah. And then I dropped my phone into a snowbank and I couldn't retrieve it. And then I led my family down a black diamond and they couldn't handle it. And the guy's like, it's okay, Blessa. It's okay. Don't worry. This is not a big deal. We can work on it tomorrow. No big deal. And Bless is like, really? And he's like, yeah. Did you have fun with your family? And he's like, kind of. And he's like, all right, man. I'm a skier too. In fact, I love snowboarding. It's my favorite. And then they bonded over snowboarding stories. And that's the end of our story. What do we call it?
Best friends.
And then they became best friends. It was incredible. Stanley and Bless them. What do we call this story?
Candy and Bar and the Crazy Ski / Snowboard.